This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's why we named it Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We are talking currently about minimum wage laws here in, and specifically the article is about the state of New Hampshire, but frankly, this applies everywhere in the world. Minimum wage and the price setting on labor is basically what that is.
And minimum wage probably would never even have been introduced if it wasn't for this fractional reserve banking debacle that we've been, you know, caught up in, you know, for all of our lifetimes anyways. You know, the fact that because they're just inflating the money and inflating the money by creating more and more digital money or paper money or whatever.
There's certainly a strong relationship between, minimum wage and the creation of currency through the Federal Reserve.
Well, that's why it's called for. That's why, you know, the people who think it's necessary want it, because got to keep up with inflation.
Right. They feel like the marketplace can't keep up as quickly. And I think there's a certain argument for it that, bosses don't want to give raises, and people are scared to ask for them. And thus, when the cost of living continues to go up, that you probably aren't going to see, not every job is going to see a cost of living increase.
The Federal Reserve Bank is essentially breaking your legs, and minimum wage is a crutch they just keep on throwing at you. So why don't we stop with the Fed, with this fractional reserve banking and the Fed?
Let's go to the phones. We've got Tritium calling in on the Discord lines. Listen to how great Tritium sounds. Just go to discord.freetalklive.com to, well, you can call in and do this too. Tritium, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
Yeah, my quality is pretty good. I'm kind of up and down over here, but the connection quality. But I'm not going to really wade into the whole minimum wage whole argument about. I heard you talking about Brexit earlier and the Queen suspending Parliament. There's a certain word they have for that over there we don't use on this side of the pond. But in general. Over the past year or two, I listen to a lot of public radio, national public radio, NPR, and they've got a lot of stories again and again and again here and there on Brexit. And they have people on the ground interviewing people, so they're interviewing people in cafes and coffee shops. But what strikes me is they also interview people like construction workers and all kinds of people, you know, bankers, everything. But they talk a lot about business owners and a lot of independent business owners, not corporate types, and which is not surprising because, like, as I've learned on Free Talk Live, apparently the UK rates higher than the US significantly on friendliness to business. So there's a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs that have businesses that span the borders that are built upon, you know, having a common market. And that's, I think, a really important thing, even though I understand people have this idea about sovereignty. And it's a shame to need another layer of government. It really is a shame to need another layer of government and bureaucracy. But the open borders have been supposedly a resounding success and has allowed for so much business to prosper. Not for everyone, which is why
I don't think the borders are
democratic vote
are
for
open
a lot
though. I've heard about these all kinds of people trying to get into Great Britain by hanging out right there at the Channel, attempting to jump on trucks so that they can just get their foot on soil and then they're in good shape. So that's not an open border, right?
Yeah, so France has a whole bunch of has whole huge camps of people right there just trying to run onto trucks, and they do all this efforts to stop them from getting over there because they are kind of isolated with the being
an
island.
Yeah,
they're not part of the Schengen. I think the open common border. They're part of the common market, economic market.
I see.
It's weird. Yeah, they're not part of several things. Like, they're not with the Zero and stuff like that. I could be wrong with the Schengen, but they're not going to be in the future if they crash out. But like they were talking about the other day, like Northern Irish dairy farmers will pick up, like, will give their milk to Irish people who go across and get more milk, and they process it in Ireland and they send it back to Northern Ireland. There's no border. It's just like the same country. And, you know, there's cheesemakers and lots of other non-dairy stories that I've heard. And where it's like, you know, they are basically building entire industries and non-corporate owned industries. Because, of course, when you have barriers on trade and business, they don't, when you say it hurts business, they don't hurt the corporate bigwigs, the big businesses.
They know how to get across these things. I mean, you know, it's the little guy every time.
Always, yeah. That's what regulation always does. So, I mean, you know, as someone who has a goal to be a successful entrepreneur and who wants small businesses in the decentralized economy to be a thing, you know, I've got to wonder, when putting it to a democratic vote, it's like you're just putting people's feelings. They don't have to know. And I know I've heard people contend you don't need to vote based on the truth, but those people tend to not really put a lot of value in voting anyway. And neither do I, but you know, you're just asking everybody, hey, who cares what you know? Just, because they're not going to stop Muslim migrants, because that's not been a part of the EU. That's been something that's been British policy the entire time. Now they do have a bunch of Polish people, and now they're going to have Romanians, and then they're going to have Bulgarians, if not already, then very soon. That's a problem for them, but it should even, I mean, you know, there are pros and cons. I understand why people feel upset about it, but it's going to hurt a lot of people that, you know, honestly are take advantage of some certain level of economic freedom in the UK, and that's something to take into consideration.
Yeah, if there's a problem with immigration, it's likely because of the social welfare safety net that's set up there in Great Britain and throughout the EU, because what has traditionally been the case is that immigrants come to a country, they work their butts off, they make a better life for themselves and consequently for their children, and that's something that you want. I mean, up until the advent of the social welfare safety net, everybody wanted more people.
And the group of immigrants you spoke about that come here and work, I worked with a bunch of those guys in Colorado, and I really like those guys. They were great workers. They were honest people. They were better by far than any of, like, the white guys I worked with.
Is this, like, Polish? And
no, Mexican guys.
Oh, Mexican
guys. Colorado on the farm.
That's their version of Mexicans, pretty much, I guess. But, you know, those people work hard. They're going to undercut wages, I guess, is the afraid. But you got to understand, they have a nationalized healthcare system. So everybody's in that welfare program. And they said there's huge long lines, and all these Poles and Romanians are in line to, you know, get their medical. But that's because they have a nationalized service. So
if they're working and they're paying taxes, then it shouldn't be a problem. If the program's being administered properly, then what's the big deal? Well, the chances are it's not being administered properly.
And
that's the problem.
The libertarian look at the borders, what I would say, the libertarian look at the borders here in the United States is have an open border, but no prohibitions and no welfare. And because you're going to have people that come here to work, and then there's always the people that are going to come here and siphon, and then the people who are going to bring in the contraband. Well, if contraband doesn't exist, then there's no black marketplace for these drugs that they're importing, and which that's a BS anyways. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's the federal government and CIA that brings all the major drugs and street drugs into the country anyways, not, you know, people running across the border with a backpack full of crack.
We know that somebody, the federal government has been involved in some manner in importing drugs. We know that much. Now, as to how much it is, can't say.
Well, the drug
Tridium, thanks for the call.
The heroin that comes from Afghanistan that's producing 17,000% more heroin than, you know, when the Taliban ran Afghanistan, that's not being smuggled by, you know, illegals with backpacks over the border. I highly doubt it.
Well, the opium products can be used legally. I mean, it's not that, I'm not saying that you know, 100% of the opium from Afghanistan is going into pharmacological opium products or whatever, but some of it is. So, you know,
I just believe it's just, you know, more nonsense they're throwing at the wall when they start saying, you know, people are bringing drugs in. This is why the border needs to be closed.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
What good is it living in a free country if you don't live a free life? You're stuck going to a job or a stressful business. You're stuck in a relationship where you're pretty much a slave. That isn't happiness. You were meant for bigger and better things. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk live about, well, whatever you want to talk about here on the airwaves. Just talk about, well, necroing a topic from the first hour, Brexit. And we've been across the board with minimum wage laws and the UK, the Queen suspending Parliament and property taxes and all kinds of stuff going on here. It's Mark.
And Jay.
Tell you about Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. It's LibertyStickers.com. Let's go, Jay, let's go back to the Discord lines. Bill Foster's calling in from the UK. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was just calling in real quick to kind of confirm something that the last guy said.
Okay.
Just to kind of, because I was listening and he was talking about the border. And yeah, in the United Kingdom, we don't have an open border with Europe. We have an open border with the Republic of Ireland. So if you're crossing from the Republic of Ireland into the United Kingdom, you don't need to show any kind of documents to do that. You just cross the border and there's no border there. But to cross from the United Kingdom or from the Republic of Ireland onto the continent of Europe, then you do need to show kind of like a passport and that kind of stuff.
How often do you pass between France through the Channel?
I've never passed through the Channel myself, but okay. I travel quite a bit to the continent. I've done a lot of stuff over there. But,
usually on planes?
Yeah, on planes is the easiest way to go.
I was just wondering, have you seen these droves of people hanging out by the entrance to the Channel, waiting to jump onto the latest lorry that's going by?
No, I did drive through there not too long ago, actually, but I didn't really see anything like that. But
okay.
To be honest, that camp was, it's a bit old by now. I think the French have mostly moved people on from where they were originally. But no, most of the time I'm just flying from, Amsterdam.
Okay.
you don't see a lot of people camping outside Amsterdam Airport usually.
Hey, Bill, when you say people crossing between the Republic of Ireland and the UK, when you say Republic of Ireland, is that Southern Ireland or Northern Ireland to paint a little better
picture?
Yeah,
that's Southern Ireland, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so which is, because Northern Ireland is a territory of England, right, or the UK?
Yeah, no, Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom, so usually people call that Northern Ireland, and then you can call the rest like the Republic of Ireland, because it's a republic, you know. They don't have a queen anymore.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's for Americans, it's not difficult to imagine what's going on here. We pass across borders all the time without showing identification. I've gone through, I often go from New Hampshire to Vermont to Massachusetts, and I'm crossing borders there of things, states that are supposed to be sovereign according to the Constitution and don't have to show any kind of ID, and that's basically what's going on. So is this...
But if you want to go to Quebec,
yep,
which is Canada, it's a little different story.
Got to show something. So is this Shenzhen territory or whatever that the caller was talking about? I'm afraid I don't have a map for that.
Yeah, no, the Schengen territory is basically like an EU-wide border that's around the entire of EU, not including Northern Ireland and Ireland and Britain, and I don't think it includes Malta either,
okay,
or Cyprus, but it's basically all these countries in Europe, instead of having internal borders, so there's no border between France and Poland, you can drive from one to the other without ever being stopped by anybody. The only way you know that you've gone from one to the other is because the signs change and, you know, people start talking different. But then there's the external border outside of that. So there's a border between, obviously, Greece and Turkey and elsewhere like that.
So what do you think about the Queen suspending Parliament here at the order of Boris Johnson?
To be honest, I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens. It's very kind of technical stuff. It's a lot of stuff happening at the same time, but it's also not a lot of stuff, if that makes sense, because it's just going to get held up in court for a bit, and then the court will probably say something different in a week, and then they'll change their mind or not. But it's hard to say at this point.
The court really can't do anything about the October 31st deadline, though, right?
No, they can't. But what they could potentially do would be to limit Boris Johnson's ability to close Parliament, which is what they're attempting to do in the court right now. So the leaders of, the Scottish parties, I think, the Scottish National Party, they've got a court case in the Scottish Court of Session, and they're trying to get a ruling on that as quickly as possible. Mm. Because what they're trying to do is just make sure the Parliament stays open so they get a chance to force Boris Johnson not to have a no-deal Brexit.
But the Queen's one power is to shut down Parliament, right?
Yeah, but it's a bit more kind of complicated than that.
Okay.
Like, these powers, they kind of exist in a technical sense.
Right.
She doesn't use the power herself. She uses it on advice from the Privy Council, which is kind of like a body of ministers, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really complicated to explain all of it right now. It's really kind of daft. This is why you don't have a system like our system. Actually,
well, it's all these systems are legacy that have been cobbled together in order to make what we have today. And many times, and Great Britain has been around for a long time, so they've had a lot of time to get a bunch of complicated crap going on. Bill, appreciate the call.
Yeah.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. I want to go here. There's some quotes. We were talking about the minimum wage, and I've got some from the Foundation for Economic Education. Some interesting quotes about the minimum wage made by people when they sort of put it together. It's progressive economists and intellectuals saw these job losses as a eugenic service to the larger population. So there's seven quotes that reveal the racist origins of minimum wage laws. And
they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
There wasn't any racists in the government. The government doesn't see race as anything.
Well, certainly there was a time. This is by John Miltimore. The minimum wage laws are suddenly vogue, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. 18 states began 2019 with a new minimum wage. Three states have since passed legislation to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. A wage floor the House of Representatives is seeking to make law the law of the land. The age-old lesson of Econ 101 is that, to quote Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman in 1998, the higher wage reduces the quality of labor demanded and hence leads to unemployment. It's no longer considered rock solid. So now this is Krugman, whom I saw advocating for minimum wage a few years ago at Freedom Fest. So,
I mean, he's just a globalist puppet anyways, isn't he?
I wouldn't know who's pulling his strings, but I certainly don't agree with his economic policies. But even he said that you would have to base a minimum wage on age. It doesn't make any sense to just, you know, when you institute a minimum wage, you force 15-year-olds to compete with 30-year-olds.
Right.
They can't. A 2017 article from The Atlantic titled The Curse of Econ 101, James Quack, cited basic economic theory as an example of economism, what he called the misleading application of basic lessons from Economics 101. Go on with this here in a moment. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you support the minimum wage, love to hear from you, see why. Because I think it's Mickey Mouse economics. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Virgin Islands and parts of Puerto Rico are already feeling the wrath of Hurricane Dorian with heavy rains and power outages. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Dorian may grow into a dangerous Category 3 storm as it heads toward Florida.
This new forecast is you're further out in the ocean where those warm water is and less sheer, and that's why the forecast intensity went up. It's just a different path.
Earlier in a tweet, President Trump slammed Puerto Rico as being one of the most corrupt places on earth. That drew this response from the minority leader of the Puerto Rican Senate, Eduardo Gatia.
He has actually unified the people of Puerto Rico against him. Other than that, I think I would rather move forward rather than trade insults with the President of the United States right now.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 258 points, the S&P up 18, and the NASDAQ up 29. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're reading some quotes here from, bit over 100 years ago, talking about the minimum wage and what the
proponents of it were saying.
Progressive economists at the time were hoping to see happen with the minimum wage. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
Want to thank RC, who is a silver amplifier. If you want to support Free Talk Live, as RC has done, you go to amp.freetalklive.com. Why would you want to do that? Well, Free Talk Live makes it possible for you to call in about anything you want. And that kind of free discourse really isn't going on in the media very much these days. So if you want to see freedom of speech, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Help us get on more stations, more hours. That's just more Free Talk Live. All it is money at this point. amp.freetalklive.com. Going on with the article here from the Foundation for Economic Education, it's talking about these early quotes about minimum wage and employment. Here are seven quotes that reveal how early social reformers viewed the minimum wage and the unemployable. This is from Royal Meeker, Princeton scholar and labor commissioner, to Woodrow Wilson, as quoted in the Political Science Quarterly, Volume 25. It's much better to enact a minimum wage law, even if it deprives these unfortunates of work. Right there. Saying that it's going to deprive some people of work. Better
unfortunate as in deplorables, maybe?
Well, that's kind of... They use this euphemism kind of terminology. Better that the state should support the inefficient wholly and prevent the multiplication of the breed than subsidize incompetence and unthrift, enabling them to bring forth more of their kind. So the suggestion is that we'll offer welfare and then we'll require people to be spayed or neutered in order to get the welfare. I don't think this is a terrible idea.
And that's happened.
Yeah, well, yeah, it has happened.
All over the United States.
But if you want to force people into it, then that's an entirely different situation. It should be voluntary if somebody's going to do it. And that's not voluntary. That's the manipulation of the labor market. So, there you go. Just one. Two. This is from F. W. Taussig, Principles of Economics, Volume 1. How to deal with the unemployable, asked economist Frank Taussig. They should simply be stamped out. We have not reached the stage where we can proceed to chloroform them once and for all, but at least they can be segregated, shut up in refuges and asylums, and prevented from propagating their kind.
I bet you there'd be a lot less homeless people if there wasn't minimum wage in a lot of these cities that have a homeless issue. And also, you know, if there wasn't, all these rules and regulations on building homes, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that there's more vacant homes in the United States than there are homeless.
But there's a lot of homeless sitting around that, you know, even right in Manchester, I'm sure some of these guys would love to pay them $5 an hour to wash dishes.
I wonder if they do it. I bet they could make more by sitting on the side of the road panhandling.
Well, that's true, too.
I don't know. If the inefficient entrepreneurs would be eliminated by minimum wages, so would the ineffective workers. I'm not disposed to waste much sympathy upon either class. The elimination of the inefficient is in line with our traditional emphasis on free competition and also with the spirit and trend of modern social economics. There's no panacea that can save the incompetents except at the expense of normal people. They are a burden on society and the producers wherever they are. A.B. Wolf, American Economic Review, 1917. Now, I see the points that these economists are making. I mean, I get it. But the problem with the minimum wage is that these economists don't know what somebody can live on. So when you've got all these zoning laws and minimum wage laws and all these other rules, you're basically saying somebody can't live the way they want to live. They've got to live the way I want them to live. And if they can't afford it, then in this case, they're talking about, spaying and neutering them or putting them in asylums and these sorts of things.
Or literally killing them. I mean, they're talking about stamping them out and
chloroforming them. Yes.
It's pretty radical stuff right there.
Yeah, some pretty rough language. Number four, New Republic editorial 1916, most likely written by a Herbert Croiley. Imbecility breeds imbecility. I guess that's true, right? Dumb people tend to have dumb children. As certainly as white hens breed white chickens. And under laissez-faire, imbecility is given full chance to breed and does so, in fact, at a rate of far superior to that of able stocks. So his claim is that a free market creates stupid people. I don't know, exactly how one backs this up, but clearly he's interested in controlling the marketplace in order to control who gets to breed.
I mean, my observation, no matter what, you're going to have people who, for one reason or another, are incapable of taking care of themselves.
Yeah, you're always going to have that.
I mean, it just happens. And whether it's, and a lot of the homeless people I met generally fit that description.
So I've met a lot that can't take care of themselves, but I've also met plenty that could if the incentive structure was different.
Well, yeah, and even a lot of these people really can't take care of themselves if the incentive structure was different, if there was a free market.
Certainly.
I believe that there would be a place for them in the free market to where they could thrive and do well.
Yeah, it's possible. There's people, you know, there's some people that are sufficiently mentally ill, they simply cannot work.
Yep.
There are people that are, mentally ill's a spectrum, right?
Right?
I'm sure plenty of people would call me mentally ill. Fine, I can hold a job. So there's that. There's people who are physically unable to work, but there's people that are just... have physical disabilities and they can work.
I got a friend who's in a wheelchair. She works several jobs.
We have a guy that helps with the show, Riley Blake, who was on very recently, and he's almost completely blind, basically blind. When you say blind, I guess he can see like some light and dark out of one eye. Let's just call it blind. He's got a job. He works. He works for a company called Balance of Nature, which advertises on many radio stations and should be advertising on Free Talk Live. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's possible to work with a pretty big disability.
But a lot of it's just this mental block, and, you know, people don't want to work, too. I mean, most of the people I know that are on disability are actually, there's no reason for them to be on disability.
Well, that's the one thing is that, you know, let's say you're on disability. You could be disabled for a period of time, and then you could work. And like disability makes it impossible to make enough to sort of get off a disability. You have to decide to give it up.
But a lot of people on disability get real comfortable,
sure,
not having to do nothing, not having to provide because they get $1,300 a month.
Right. The way that it's all set up, disincentivizes people getting jobs, and that's a mess. What we've seen is that when the economy's down, the disability, people getting on disability goes up. Well, that shouldn't be related to their disability. That's related to their earnings.
I'm wondering what these cities that are doing as $15 minimum wage and stuff and whatever, how much the disability is going up there when these minimum wage kick in because the employers literally have to cut back. And the only way you can do it is by firing people. They have to pay everybody more.
Absolutely. We know that, we know that the minimum wage drives people out of work, and we know that people out of work are more likely to go after disabilities, so I wouldn't doubt it at all if it's related. It wouldn't surprise me.
Sounds like minimum wage might be the gateway drug to disability.
I think everybody knows that minimum wage and, you know, just benefits really the government. These people that want it just, I don't know. They don't understand the economics at all. And that's why I'm reading this, is I think that it's important for people who are advocating for the minimum wage to understand where it came from.
Right. There's a lot of horrible history and where things that look fuzzy and beautiful, you know, today come from.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I think I can get your calls in if you make them now. The number 855-450-3733. Or the Discord lines, discord.freetalklive.com. That's a great way to call in and sound wonderful. It's a little bit more of a learning curve, but if you go there, you should be able to figure it out. The call-in lines or the on-air call-in lines are right there, and there's four of them, and you can be part of the conversation and sound like you're right here in the studio. It's discord.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
Final segment, Jay. I want to finish up these quotes here from the Foundation for Economic Education.
Let's get to them.
Found some quotes about the minimum wage from some people that were around when they started advocating for this stuff. Number five here, there's seven of them total. Henry Rogers Seeger, a leading progressive economist from Columbia University, argued that worthy workers deserve protection from the competition of casual workers and drifters. The operation of minimum wage requirement would merely extend the definition of defectives to embrace all individuals who, even after having received special training, remain incapable of adequate self-support. If we are to maintain a race that is to be made up of capable, efficient, and independent individuals and family groups, we must courageously cut off lines of heredity that have been proved to be undesirable by isolation or sterilization. So that's a Columbia University scholar, and it's an indication of what pretty much everybody was trying to do with these minimum wage laws at the time. They understood that people were going to lose their jobs. They just understood that the people that would lose their jobs were what they were calling undesirable.
Sounds like the forefathers of the whole minimum wage revolution were a bunch of racists, bigots, and protectionists I mean, they had to be very favored by unions. If I don't know if unions were in at this time yet, but
if eugenics is a good idea, then it should be able to exist in the marketplace.
You think?
It doesn't need to be subsidized through a minimum wage law.
Who would invest in eugenics?
I don't know.
But there's been a lot of money spent on it.
And well, a lot usually of government money.
That's right. That's stolen from people. Yeah, the whole eugenics thing, I mean, it's always like these evil doers that are essentially psychopaths like Hitler and folks like that want to kill people, and you know, or they did kill people, or they made sure a lot of people got killed. The biggest problem I have with government in general is that it is a platform for someone who is an absolute psychopath and lusts for power. At the very least, that is all this government has amounted to being, all governments.
If the minimum wage laws, if they seem like a good idea to you, understand that none of the ideas that these people have from 100 years ago have changed. It's just you're not hearing about them. It's not palatable.
They're conveniently left out of the equation.
In today's conversation, it's not palatable to talk about this. Number six, wage competition has no respect for the superior races, said University of Wisconsin economist John R. Commons in his 1907 book, Races and Immigrants. The race with the lowest necessities displaces others. So he's claiming that if the race that can live with less is going to, you know, outdo us all, whoever that might be. The minimum wage, I do believe, by the way, this may sound, you know, because when we talk about race these days, it always black people, but I think that there's probably a lot of this aimed at Appalachians. They, you know, that was a big thing back in the day. They didn't like the hill people.
Well, those are the folks that they were, you know, the state of Virginia and West Virginia and stuff were sterilizing back in the 20s and the 40s. And
it
maybe
was blacks, too, yeah.
And there was, you know, the hill people in Oregon were getting sterilized in the 80s if you had an IQ that was, you know, not equivalent or whatever.
The minimum wage will protect the white Australians' standard of living from the invidious competition of the colored races, particularly of the Chinese, author Halcom of Harvard University, a member of the Massachusetts Minimum Wage Commission, speaking approvingly of Australia's minimum wage legislation in 1912, quoted from Eugenics and the Economics of the Progressive Era.
You know, then this would be great fodder for anyone who is in legislature that is going to fight the minimum wage stuff. If they just would, every time there is some kind of minimum wage bill, you know, read this out in commentary. I'm thinking about if minimum wage comes up in New Hampshire, I'm going to bookmark this and I'm going to go to the state house and testify in a public hearing, and I'm going to read all these quotes of how minimum wage, the forefathers of minimum wage, were racist and eugenicists and bigots.
This is basically the truth here. We were reading an article previously, and I wanted to make sure I got those quotes in, because I think that that's, you know, stunning information about where minimum wage laws come from. But getting back to this article from Fosters.com, as the governor, speaking of Chris Sununu here in New Hampshire, said in his veto message, "I will not be the governor that signs a bill that would lead to lost jobs, cut hours, less money in the pockets of hardworking Granite Staters. There's nothing positive about reducing a worker's chances of getting a job." And he refused to sign the minimum wage bill. I think rightly so. Certainly I don't agree with Chris Sununu on every issue every time.
He has vetoed a lot of bad legislation. He recently just vetoed three pieces of gun legislation, anti-gun legislation.
Yeah. So
he's also vetoed good legislation, too.
Yeah. Agreed. I'd rather see him than the guy that he was, than the person he was running against, but, you know, as the case may be. There are better ways to help workers than pricing them out of the labor market. Instead of raising the minimum wage, we should consider more constructive alternatives such as tax and regulatory reforms and the elimination of many occupational licensing requirements. If you make it easier for people to work, people will work. People react to incentives.
That's right. Yeah.
Every time.
Loosen up the marketplace, loosen up the regulations anywhere, and the economies flourish. I mean, look at Hong Kong, for example. You know, just economies flourish when there's less regulations.
Right. All you have to do is look at places like Singapore and Hong Kong and then realize that 4,000 special economic zones have been created around the world, and over the course of like 40 years, 50 years, countries understand this. People innately understand it, is that if you loosen up some of these regulations and price controls, then you'll see more business being done.
But psychopaths don't want to give up any power.
No, they don't. But you can't really say things like too many bad things about like Singapore and Hong Kong and the successes they've had. I mean, Singapore has some of the highest IQ of any country in the world. As last I saw that at some point. That means that smart people want to be free.
Well, if you look at these brave souls in Hong Kong, literally fighting the cops. I mean, in the American videos of cops versus people is cops beating people, and four or five cops beating one dude, and there's 30 people standing around watching it. And the stuff I saw in Hong Kong, these cops were getting their butts whipped by a bunch of kids, like, all over the place. I mean, I really thought that was awesome. I was really thought, man, these guys in a special economic
zone. They broke into the legislature, didn't they?
That's what I heard, and I watched some crazy videos and some airports and some malls. But these are all young kids. I didn't really see anybody with gray hair. But these kids 25, 30 years old and younger have lived in a special economic zone their whole life. They don't want to give it up.
Right. They don't want to have to go to and work. They don't want to be under the communist thumb.
Right.
I would suspect that there's older people in the movement. They just aren't participating in the rough stuff.
Yeah, I didn't really see any, old dudes busting up cops.
It's probably best for everyone. Occupational licensing laws cost millions of Americans time and money that could be better spent doing their jobs. Once limited to professionals such as doctors and lawyers, some states now require licensing for jobs such as interior designer and fortune teller. One in five New Hampshire workers requires a license or certification from the government to do their jobs. Such requirements do nothing to improve quality or safety. I once had a situation where I was dealing with a dental hygienist, the people that scrape the stuff off your teeth. And I was sort of, joshing her about the state requirements for licensing for her job. And she got very defensive. Like, she really believes that you got to have this license and that kind of thing. And she said, if somebody does my job wrong, you could die. And I said, there's no license for the guy who puts the brakes on my car, and if he does his job wrong, I most assuredly will die.
My wife is a massage therapist, and she has to renew her massage license every year or two or something, and I can't remember how many hours it is, maybe 1,500 hours you need. And I think that's more hours you need to be a massage therapist in New Hampshire than to be a cop in training.
Just to rub some parts. All right. Not to say that, there's not some skill that goes into being a massage therapist. Check out freetalklive.com. If you go there, you can sign up for our newsletter and get all the news that we have on Free Talk Live. That's freetalklive.com.
Taxation is theft.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. Comparison. So many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.